This is Think History. I'm Bill Goodman. 12 days after he died in Washington, D.C., Senator Henry Clay's body arrived in Lexington on July 10, 1852, after being toured over 1,200 miles of America. Clay's coffin was placed on a bier in front of his home, Ashland, where a funeral service was conducted under a canopy of Clay's beloved ash trees. The city of Lexington was flooded with an estimated 30,000 people wanting to attend the rites. Days before he died, Clay had informed Congressman Joseph Rogers Underwood of Bowling Green that he had no desire to be buried among Kentucky notables in the Frankfort Cemetery, but rather wished to repose among his friends in Lexington. A colossal monument honoring Clay was completed in 1861 and included a marble sarcophagus carved by the same artisan who carved the tomb of George Washington. Now an icon of Lexington, the Henry Clay Monument was completely restored in 1976.
Think History is a production of Kentucky Humanities, where we've been telling Kentucky stories for 47 years. Learn more at kyhumanities.org.